the type of guys that go onto the internet and comment about women's bodies is not the type of a normal guy that you'd actually have a crush on out in the world.
Yeah.
So you would have a crush on a guy who's commenting on that.
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. Gather around. We are gathered here today. I bet you're wondering why we called this meeting.
Yes. Why did we call this meeting?
We called this meeting
to discuss
a trap, aka the summer body shame.
We're here to flame today.
We're here to maybe flame.
Filet mignon.
Yes, we are. We're here to flame.
She's here to flame. I'm here to flame. The summer body marketing ploy to keep us insecure and keep companies wealthy.
To keep us down.
Down. So, this is episode 204.
Not today.
And we're going to be talking about body image.
Let's do it. All right. Let's start with the highs and lows of our week.
Okay.
Silence.
Don't
all
everybody
around.
Jump in.
The high, the low.
What was my high and low?
Okay. Okay. The high of my week. The high of my week. I've been waking up early, naturally every single day, and going on my walk. And my mood is boosted. My energy is better. My focus. Just life is just. And I get that alone time. Oh, and some of the days I even took a shower before the kids got up. It was amazing. Except for as soon as I stepped in the shower, I hear, Mama! And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I am in the shower. It's Barrett on the monitor. And I'm like, it'll be yellow soon. I go to the monitor. And he's like, okay. Because yellow is when they wake up. So that's my high. It really has been improving my life a lot. After losing so much muscle, you can mostly lose a lot of muscle when you're pregnito. And then postpartum, you could just not really get it back. And then you just live without muscle. And I've lived a life now with more muscle and without more muscle. And I've realized how much it affects your quality of life. Especially as a mom, because you have to do so much picking up.
You're going to have a lot of muscles.
Bending and chasing and snatching.
It's a workout all day.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard. So... Anyway,
an involuntary workout.
It is so rough. So my quality of life has been improving a lot since I've been building back a lot of muscle that I lost. I'm really improving my quality of life. So that's great. Okay, what is my low? My low is just, let's see, a mental breakdown. What was it? During the weekend at some point, I had a mental breakdown followed by a breakthrough. It was a low turn high. But yeah, it was just a mental breakdown of like, kind of like just a life breakdown of like the work life, not my work, Nick's work life balance, mental breakdown.
Ooh.
But kind of me too, work life balance of more like mom work and life balance. Just like where you're like, how do I find the balance, right?
That is
but
tough.
But then it turned to a breakthrough. So anyway, that was my low.
Love a breakthrough.
I'll go. My low was... I went to the grocery store and I had so much social anxiety. And I don't always have that. I don't like always feel social anxiety anytime I go anywhere. And not even every time at the grocery store, but sometimes it just hits. There's so many people there and I just feel so like so many tasks I had to do. And it's like so many people in the way. And I'm like, ugh. And it's just like not good. But I was like, I had to eat. I had to get food.
Girls had to go.
So that was my low. My high is that I'm getting into nail art.
Ooh.
And I bought like a little nail art kit on Amazon. I don't have any nail art on yet, but I did this base in preparation.
Love that.
To put nail art on it.
About nails, I have this goal I don't know how to achieve of not... Okay. I have a goal of finding what is the most simple possible nail thing that I could do that I could keep up with. But I've got to be the most simple thing that could ever exist that I would actually keep up with and not be stressed out of my mind.
Not painting
wouldn't take
them?
Too much I don't know what it would be. No, it would be some kind of, maybe just be like the most neutral.
Here's the problem. Doing like your nails as a mom is so hard.
That's what I'm trying to,
because once you paint your nails.
When do you have an hour to sit there and not touch anything? No, but
even then it's like, it can smudge for like a couple hours. You don't want to do it right before bed.
So what do we do?
So it's like.
You have to get high quality nail polish though that's fast dry and like strong and thick.
Yeah, maybe fast dry.
Yes.
Oh, Olive and June is really nice.
I painted these on
Sunday.
This is
Olive and June.
Sunday.
I love Olive and June.
Do you see this Sunday?
Do we get any neutral nails?
And I am rough on my nails.
No, there's both.
No, there's pink.
Yeah, this is our dilemma. We have to do it at like the very beginning of nap time, but then I'm like, do I want to sit for an entire nap time and not move my nails?
It'll have to be the evening.
Yeah, usually
I have a 100 later, yeah. But then it's like, you don't want to do close to bed. It's I literally struggle with this
all the time. I paint my nails at night with the Olive and June and it doesn't.
Okay. I'll try.
Sorry,
that
I was
just
butting
June.
In, but I have a goal, and I'm like, I am done with these nails.
Olive and June is really good. It's actually not crazy expensive either.
It's good.
Yeah,
good nail polish.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that. So you guys will see that whenever I do
excited.
It.
I thought you got your nails done. Like at the salon.
No, I did it really myself. Good.
Yeah, I'm like so hard on my nails, and this is insane. All
right, next high and low.
Did you go?
No.
You can go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my high is that all my shows are back.
Woo!
It's a great day. Woo! It's a great day to be a television addict. Oof.
Mm.
Okay.
So many shows, so little time.
Love
that
it.
Is the theme. And then my low within that, this is so dumb, but like it honestly does give me a little bit of turmoil. And I know that's traumatic and drastic, but when characters leave your shows, I'm like, I'm dead serious. Am I right or am I right?
No, I get it.
Especially as someone with,
it's your comfort show.
Attachment issues, potentially.
Per se.
I get attached to characters and shows, and then all of a sudden they're 20 seasons in, and there's no characters that used to be there, and you're like, this is a different television show, so I'll just treat it as such. But it's just, it's not as good.
Gosh.
So that is a low. Is like, I like can't handle all the goodbyes because they're so sad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of my favorite shows are on their last season this year. And I'm like, ew, this is gross. Mm. I'm just like, yeah, I don't like to say goodbye.
All right.
I have issues.
I think my low was, I told Lisa this or you. I told one of you guys this. I had to put on a motivational song to stand up.
What's up?
Let me paint the picture.
Oh, you told Lisa and I.
Okay, let me paint the picture. So,
I'm sorry. What?
It's like 2 days ago. It was a really long day. I was very tired. And also, I'm very pregnant. And my husband starts cleaning the house. We always clean up the house before we go to bed.
We clean up
the house and then we watch our show. So it's like a little treat. Like, ooh, we get to watch our show after we finish cleaning
up.
So he starts cleaning all around me. I'm just sitting there laughing my brains out at like these Instagram reels because I just get in these weird pregnancy moods where everything is hilarious to me and I cannot stop laughing. I send like 100 reels to my sisters. They never watch them.
No.
And then
we never open our group Instagram. I watch some of them.
And I sent a bunch to Max. And I was laughing my brains out, having a grand time sitting on the couch. And then Max goes, do you want to help me out so we could watch our show soon? And I was like, okay. Because he was cleaning for like a long time. I did kind of feel bad, but I was like, I'm so tired. So I put on Remember the Name by Fort Minor.
Oh.
Clean version.
I was like, this is hard. Yeah. I love 20% skill to get off the couch.
And then I stood up. And I kept on Fort Minor for like a good 10 minutes to get through the dishes.
Got
I was
one.
Just like, 10% luck.
You ready?
20% skill.
100% concentrated power.
I gotta say, it did motivate me to keep going.
100% pleasure. I don't remember the percentages they put on there.
That's so I probably could recite them perfectly. I love that song.
It's a good one.
What are they?
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
50 or 15?
15.
Oh.
15.
Did you add them up?
I did not, but I'm pretty sure it's 50.
50% pain.
Wait, what's the first one? Say it again.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure,
50% pain.
There we go. So she stayed up like 50% pain.
I will say my high was that? It's so stupid. My friends got me a bunch of chocolate for my birthday. Cute. So I was so happy. Literally, like, it's. Do you ever find this? Like, certain years you get present trends where, like, 10 people will get you candles. And you didn't get any candles last year.
No.
This bath year, salts. I don't know that anyone has gotten me chocolate in a while for my birthday, which I love chocolate. I'll always take
Wait,
it.
That's so random.
But two people got me each two containers. Whoa. One was like chocolate covered pretzels. One was like chocolate salted caramels.
Okay. Amen.
And I was like, thank you for hooking me up. Oh,
amen.
I'm going through the s'mores. It's like s'mores clusters.
Ooh.
And it's like graham cracker.
Oh, my God.
Graham cracker, marshmallow, milk chocolate mix. Oh my gosh.
Those were the Costco ones are so good.
Are anyway. Costco? No, I think they're from Target. Their favorite day.
There are Costco ones that are so amazing.
Oh, I bet. Costco has the best snacks. Okay. Costco and Trader Joe's.
No,
and Target. Honestly, Target snacks, don't sleep on those. They got some good ones. The Willy Wallaby strawberry watermelon.
So shall we move? Guys, if you want our full episodes, you want every single full episode, you got to join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/Cimarelli. It's linked in the description. And you get every full episode of the podcast, all the past ones we've done. Plus, you get the past series we've done. We did one called Things We Don't Talk About. Ooh, I think we've done other ones too.
Really good.
And you get our Monday content. We do a Q&A every single Monday with all the questions for Patreon. And you get to be a part of Lauren's Take. There's also a birthday club on there. You get exclusive merch and you get... we sing to you, send a video of us sing to you, and there's exclusive live stream every month. There's different tiers. Exclusive live stream where we tell you something that nobody knows every single month. Like, we show you something exclusive or tell you something about, like, a song or a video or, like, the gender of Kevin's baby. That literally happened. We do something like that exclusive every single month. So if you want to keep up with all that and if you want to support us, which we appreciate so much, seriously, the patrons, you guys are the best. We are so grateful for you guys. Patreon.com/Cimarelli, linked in the description, and you can support us there and get all of that content. So, you know when you really don't want to cook, you don't want to lift a finger, but you need to get dinner on the table or lunch, whatever the heck? We got the answer for you. Factor. So Factor is a ready-to-eat meal delivery service. So like I said, this is for those times when you don't want to lift a finger. You have the ready-to-eat meal right in front of you, and it's going to be ready in 2 minutes. So with Factor, every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I cannot wait to try these. We haven't gotten to try them yet, but I'm dying for this because there are a lot of nights where it's just like, I cannot be cooking tonight. I absolutely cannot. So I can't wait for that. Head to factormeals.com/Cimarelli50 and use code Cimarelli50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code Cimarelli50 at factormeals.com/Cimarelli50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. So, we all need therapy, as you know. We've talked about this many times. We've been talking about therapy and being in therapy for years because I would say before it was cool to talk about, personally, because we're all big advocates here for therapy. We've all seen multiple therapists too, because that's a part of therapy, I would say, is you got to find the right one. And sometimes you're like, you're on the hunt for the next one. And it can be quite the experience trying to find a new one. That is where BetterHelp comes in. So BetterHelp is online therapy. So convenient from the comfort of your own home. And it's really cool how you can just fill out like a questionnaire and they match you with someone in the real world, whatever. You have to, you know, Google around and try to find someone. And it can be so annoying, irritating, draining, difficult to find someone. So BetterHelp is really cool because it's all online therapy and you're matched with someone and it's super easy to switch to someone else. I mean, they have like an endless amount of people there. So it's like, if you don't connect with this one person, try someone else, which is a very normal part of therapy that we've all experienced that. Like, we try someone out and it's like, no, this is not the right person for me. I got to try someone else. So I do think that's a really cool part of it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Go to betterhelp.com/Cimarelli today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/Cimarelli. All the things wrong with the summer body. Bikini body. Campaign.
Wrong.
To steal your money and keep you down.
And sad.
And depressed.
That's what it is. So what, mean to yourself. What is this campaign? This is a 24/7 24/7 365
all out battle
24/7 marketing campaign going on at all times
everywhere you look.
You can't escape it.
You can't literally can't.
I don't really see it in like December.
No, Lauren. Wait. Yes, you do.
Yes, they talk about
New Year's.
Summer body.
Yeah, New Year's. Join
in
the gym.
November.
Yes, people say summer bodies are made in the winter.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Gosh, they say, don't go too overboard at the holidays. Like, go to the gym.
And they say, time to get back on track.
And then
for
they
your
say,
New Year's
spring
goals.
Break is coming in the winter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
They're always, so people are always out here to remind you. They're not saying, like, hey, we want to nourish our bodies with the nutrients our bodies need. Hey, you know, your muscles, they need this, that. No, they're not saying that. They're saying, guess what? Spring break is coming.
And you're ugly.
You're going to be in a swimsuit. And guess what? You can
be
only
afraid.
Do that if you look like this. Hey, guess what? Summer's coming. You ready to be in a swimsuit? Guess what? You have to look like this to be in a swimsuit.
You need a license.
It's so complex. Because it's like, you need to be thin, toned, tan, hairless, good nails, good
curvy.
Hair. Somehow your face needs to look good, but your makeup will probably run.
You can't wear makeup
you can't be
to
sweaty.
The water.
You gotta
you can't
have
look
like
sweaty.
Natural makeup.
Yeah.
That like somehow doesn't run. I guess you just can't go
and
with
water. It doesn't look like makeup
you
either.
You can't have obvious makeup on.
And you can't be too skinny, but you can't be too curvy.
And you somehow needed to achieve a tan before you even went in the sun. So you probably have to fake tan, but like don't make it look fake.
And if you're curvy, you have to have a totally flat stomach at the same time.
Yes.
Which I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, you need this to be this big. You need this to be small. You need blah 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 blah.
And don't let your hair frizz at the beach.
Never.
Oh, and guess
Make
what?
Sure your eyebrows are on point.
For every single problem you have, we have something you can buy
for the low cost of $100 a minute.
For
and
every
your
single
soul.
Minute, literally every problem you have, there's absolutely 10 things being marketed to you every hour.
It's crazy.
For that specific product.
Laser hair
problem?
Removal. Microblading. Facials.
Because people,
get your nails done. Do all these things.
People can't know you have hair.
No.
Oh my gosh, you have hair. You barbarian.
People can't know you have cellulite.
And you go on TikTok and everyone's like, oh, I am doing this. We're about to do this. Oh, you need to do this. You need all these different things. And it's like, okay.
I need my arms to be smaller.
How
I need
to get
my
your arms
this
smaller.
To be. Okay, so let's just pinpoint. So basically what they're saying is, every day you're being hit with, you need to go through your entire body, right? Go through your face, go through your skin, go through your hair, go through every part of your body. And let's point out, what are all the flaws that you have? Let's add them all up. Let's get to our list of 57 flaws that you have. Let's go through every specific thing.
Go through ugly, ugly,
not to
dumb,
mention
bad.
The body type that you are supposed to have will change frequently. If you guys remember the movie Bride Wars, she said your butt looked small or huge as an insult.
And now that's
that is
an
not
insult.
An insult anymore.
Thank you. But then she was like, oh, how could you,
how
say,
could you
that?
Say that?
Everyone wanted a flat butt and what your was
literally.
So you're supposed to go through and keep this list of all of your flaws. And then you're supposed to figure out, okay, so how am I supposed to fix them? What things can I buy to fix all these flaws that I have? What products, what programs, blah, 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 blah. And then every day you're supposed to go through your list of flaws and go through where you are, how bad each part of you is flopping, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, this is flopping, this. Okay, I need to change this. Okay, so what am I going to fix today? What am I going to fix tomorrow? What am I going to fix the next day? And we're all not, basically, it's kind of like whatever the trend is at the point, we're all kind of working, we all meaning the collective, whatever culture you're in, right? We're all working towards this same standard of trends that are being shoved down our throat every single day. So we're all kind of working to look like the same person, essentially.
Yes.
If you're stuck in this hamster wheel, and we all look so different, but it's all like, okay, now the trend is this. So now we need to have like thicker eyebrows. Okay, let's all get these eyebrow hair growing serums. And let's figure out how we can get our eyebrows to grow back.
The eyebrows are going thin again.
We're all flopping. Yeah, now it's going to
thin.
These
will never be
thin.
Don't
do it. Don't do it.
I'm just telling you.
But especially with the body specifics. And it's like, okay, so I have this body type, but now This other one is in. So how am I going to make myself change body types right now? Oh, guess you what? Can't. There are plenty of procedures you can do now, actually. It doesn't even have to be surgical. You can do this. You can do this. You know how many emails I get just my personal email that's like spam emails about different cosmetic procedures for my body that I should do. I didn't sign up for one of these Mm-mm. things. I didn't click on something about this. I never looked at a website. I never did any of this. And I am being sold to about this all the time.
Oh, I hate that.
The other thing is a lot of people don't even know about body types and people market as if they don't exist and saying like a lot of workout people, they're like, here's how you can have long, lean muscles and get a ballerina body or a Pilates body.
Amy's
or,
not gonna have oh, a long
you can
not,
shrink this long. And grow that. And it's like, you actually can't like sculpt yourself into anything like by doing this workout or using this product. Like, you actually have a body type that is one way and it will not change ever, no matter how much you do this Pilates body workout. But people don't know that.
And it's hard because you're getting inundated at all times when you're on social media, especially by people that have a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of, I don't like to use this word, but a lot of privilege to be focused their life like on their body and how it looks, because that's how they make money.
That's like their job.
It is a full-time
job. It's their job. And so like, you're working at your job and they're working at their job.
And you're like, why don't I look like them?
But if you had the money and all the things that they have access to at that time and that was your job, you could probably do a similar thing. But you can't compare yourself when your job is not that to what they're doing. But all you see every day is just pictures and thirst traps and all these things of all these bodies, just bodies, bodies, mm-hmm. bodies, bodies,
and
everywhere.
You see edited bodies all the time now.
Yep.
You didn't used to be able to actually edit, like, it didn't exist.
Like,
the capabilities.
Stuff?
The capabilities came later, right?
Like Photoshop.
I'm saying everywhere. Movies, TV shows, photos, videos. Everything you're looking at, we're seeing, and we don't even know, like, we don't always register that it's edited.
I don't know.
There are so many images we see that we don't even know are edited. So the amount of edited bodies and faces that we're seeing,
and also edited
every day,
by procedures, too.
Well, yes. Okay, so digitally edited, and then in other ways, surgically edited, we don't realize how many we are seeing every day. So it's kind of wild. And then you sit there with your list of 57 things and you're like, okay, now I gotta do all this. So we're here to flame that today and say, no, we're not doing that. So think about
you
all
you don't
the,
have to do
think about
what
all the years.
Doing.
All the years you've done this, right? We go through the whole thing. You make the list, you measure yourself up against it, and then you're like, I mean, you're just roasting yourself every day.
Yep.
Every single day of your life.
You're like,
right?
Ugly, ugly, loser.
Yes.
What if we don't do that this year? What if we unfollow the people who make that
upset.
Content or make us feel like that? What
and
can we do to undo this?
Even if they're
this?
Not, like, the person's not doing anything wrong. They're just living their life. But when you look at them, you feel bad. Unfollow them. You don't have to see that. Like,
yeah, and it's crazy because I feel like most of the internet has just turned into one giant body check.
Yep.
The entire internet for
that's
men
crazy.
And women.
I was like, am I TikTok pretty? Am I girl pretty? Boy pretty? All these weird things, side profile, all these things that it's like you probably never would have thought about all these random minuscule things if you didn't see all these weirdo TikToks about it.
That's not true. We have like too much time, honestly.
Too
like
much.
How are we thinking about all these different obscure parts of our bodies and faces now because they're all presented to us? Like, who's saying this? Imagine in the olden days, if you had to be like, you're like growing your food.
You're growing
you're
your
like
crops.
Out there doing all this stuff. And like, you have so much stuff you have to do just to make your life like run. Then you're going and you're helping your woman,
neighbor.
Your community who just gave birth. You know, you're cooking her.
You're
meal.
Building a
you're
barn.
Holding her you're building a barn. You're doing all this stuff. You're not just sitting there scrolling through and looking at every
you're
random.
You're washing your clothing in the creek.
Obscure.
Well, and what's so unhinged about it, too, is that, like, you'll see, like, these specific body types, like on TikTok, and all the comments you see, oh, everyone's backing it up that this is what I'm supposed to look like. You see all the guys in the comments, oh my gosh, I wish I had her, blah blah, all these girls, oh, I wish I looked like her, I'd give anything to look like her. And it's like an alternate reality though, because okay, I'm trying to like think of this while I'm saying it, so just vibe with me here.
We're vibing.
But it's like, okay, there's all these unhinged people on the internet, and also people with random insecurities, right? So random weirdos can go on a video and comment, oh, this about her, oh, this about her, oh, this about her, that you would probably never actually hear that in real life. Most people aren't thinking that in real life, and you would never think of that. So it's like social media has created like a different standard than what's in reality. Huh? So it's
that's
like
so
you
true.
Can go online and you see like, you that's know, the girls that it's like, oh, this is the girl that every guy wants, right? And it's like in real life, yeah, I'm sure that girl, it's like, oh, every guy wants her. But in real life, there's so many more like different types of girls that are like very like desirable, that if that same girl went on TikTok, she wouldn't be like the number one girl. Like there's a completely different even standard of real life
versus on video
where it's like you take just like the real life standards and then it goes to like 100 online where it's like it's not even realistic. Like it's just so weird how you can be received so differently online versus in reality.
Yeah.
Don't we know?
And I was thinking about this while you were talking too. It's like, I understand why people want to, like, change things and, like, look different ways and all these things, because there's so much deep pain and shame associated with our bodies and how we look. And it's not right.
Yeah, why? Well, where does that...
Wait, I have actually another point with this. Is that, okay, the type of guys that go onto the internet and comment about women's bodies is not the type.
It's not the nice.
It's not the type of a normal guy that you'd actually have a crush on out in the world.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have a crush on a guy who's commenting on that.
It's like guys that have like a weird mental problem that can look at a girl and be like, oh, well, she's this, she's that. When a real normal guy, he's not looking at you like that. Like, I think you guys agree with me. A normal guy does not notice every minuscule detail about a girl, of like not her eyebrows, husband. This, oh, this about her. There's just like, oh, a beautiful woman. Like, but having that makes you think like, oh, all guys think this. Because I think that's a big part of the body stuff. And I feel like people try to be like, oh, no one cares about that. But you do. It's like you want to be desirable and you want guys to like you. And you're like, oh, I will only have a guy like me if I look like this perfect thing, because you see all those weirdo guys in the comments. But that's not even real.
And also, I think that there is this thing that I just thought of too. In every like rom-com, and like especially from like the 2000s and stuff, and I am not trying to shade anyone and also like don't think of that, every lead person looks the same. They all look, like, very skinny, very pretty, very, like, Eurocentric. Like, and those are the people that are allowed to fall in love in the movies that you see and are inundated with. Like, I remember being a child.
When you're a kid, yeah.
And watching, like, Disney Channel being like, oh my gosh, these kids, they're so much skinnier than I am. Why am I not as skinny as all these kids? They're so much skinnier than me. And I literally remember being inundated with that from the time I was, like, six, like very, very, very young. The average girl starts like thinking about their body at like 6 or 7, which is tragic. And yeah, like the people that are not perfect looking or Eurocentric looking, or like they're relegated to the best friend or like some sort of support thing, they don't get to fall in love, they don't get to have their own journeys, they're just some
but
background
that's not
thing.
Real though. It's
yeah,
like
it's not real life.
Most people, right, like end up in a relationship at some point. Most people do. And most people are not this perfect looking thing. Yeah. But I feel like we literally think that if we don't look this certain way, no one will ever love us. When if you look around, plenty of people are in relationships looking completely different.
Yeah. And I have to say, coming from the perspective of like an eating disorder, which I think is actually more common than you might think. Like an eating disorder sounds really extreme, But the more you go into recovery and you start like healing, the more you see eating disordered behaviors.
Well, I feel everywhere. Like there's like levels to it. Yeah, like, oh, like, I don't have a full eating disorder, but like maybe
there's
you're, disordered
eating. Right? There's a lot of disordered eating behaviors that are very normalized.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You shouldn't eat more than a man. That's one example. There's so many that are like
perhaps not
that are very disordered. But one thing that I just want to make a point of is, just from my perspective, there is a darkness to being to pursuing thinness that people don't talk about. And you see these girls, which, like, I was in that place for a long time, and they look effortless. They look happy. They look full of life. But pursuing thinness is a full-time mental job. And and obsessing about your diet all the time is a full mental job that takes up so much of your mind and your energy. And at what point is it worth it? Like, like maybe
at
you,
what cost?
You might like how your body looks at some points, being thin or whatever, or if you lose weight, whatever. But you have to ask yourself, like, there's a great quote in the eating disorder community that's like, it's not a dream body if it's a nightmare to maintain.
Oh!
And I just think about, like,
one of the
saddest things, like, that's another disordered eating thing is, like, baking for other people but never eating it yourself.
It's like, that was so wild when you told me about this, and then I noticed it, how much of a thing that is.
Yeah.
It's a really
And I remember thing. Having that thought of, like, oh, you just become an adult and, like, your metabolism slows down, so, like, I'm not supposed to eat this anymore. Like, I just give this to other people, and so I can't eat this, or my body's going to change, and then I'm not going to have the thing that I want most is, like, my body to look a certain way. It's just really it really gets dark, and it's and, like, just feeling hungry or, like that's the things you have to do to get that body that, you again, you probably will still find so many flaws with it. It'll never be good enough. But the things that you have to do to even get close to that is very dark. And it's very
heavy.
Well,
it's, like, inhumane if you really look at it. You're not treating yourself like a human, like, the way that you're
like, a product.
Yeah,
because I think people have
become... You're an object.
People have literally become commodified.
Yeah, like, and it's scary.
So deeply commodified, especially with the rise of social media. But even before then, with, like, models, entertainment industry, like, all that stuff, even, like, human trafficking, people are literally products that are bought and sold every single day.
Let's talk about hiding this behind health.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Which is,
so sad.
Which
is
an eating disorder called orthorexia.
That's orthorexia.
Well, not just that. I mean, when people say this in comments a lot.
Oh.
And when people will say, like, well, people make a lot of excuses about, like, summer body related things or about losing weight, and they use health as the reason. But as we've all learned so much about this in the last several years or few years, and really learning more about what actually, especially in pregnancy, I feel like I learned so much about my body, learning so much about what health actually is. And it's about, like, nurturing, like, your body needs all these different things. Mm-hmm. And then nurturing that is very different than restricting calories and over-exercising. That's not the same thing as nourishing a body and giving it what it needs and feeling it flourish and seeing the signs of your body flourishing, the signs of health in your body, that is different. And I've people always, like, leave comments, and that's, like, the number one defense for all weight loss, basically, is, like, and, like, the summer body, losing weight, is health.
Yeah.
And it is a trick. And there are a lot of creators that will call this out, like, this is not so healthy, this health thing you're doing. So I feel like we should touch on that. Or maybe some, like, I don't know, you say specifics, like, sneaky things you've seen, or just, like, talk about it more. Because I feel like I was shocked when I first saw different creators calling that out. I was kind of shocked, like, whoa, they're right.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that specifically I think a lot of women seem to get an idea in their mind as they get older is, like, it's healthy to eat as little as possible or as low calorie as possible.
No, it's not.
Which, really, I think a healthy diet is a variety of food. Yes. A lot of different food, a lot of different, like,
you need a balance.
I mean, in a very, like, basic way, it's a balance of, like, carbs, like simple carbs, complex carbs, fats, proteins, nutrients. Like there's a lot of different things. Also, foods that you just enjoy that maybe aren't super nutrient dense that they call soul foods. Yes. If you never eat those and you're restricting them, you're more likely to go overboard and binge them later. So it's good to include those regularly in your diet with a variety of other foods. Yes,
because nourishing means nourishing your mental health as well.
Yeah, mental health is a big aspect of it as well. And like she's saying, like if you are stressed, if you're like talking about health and then you're stressed about every single meal and you're stressed, the experience of stress in your body is very much not a healthy, if you care about healthy, that's not a healthy thing. The experience of over-exercising, under-eating, and stressing about everything you're eating,
that's really hard on your body.
It's stressful. So scary. So
to call that health is very much not right. Doesn't make any sense.
And people could look at you and be like, wow, you look so good. You look so healthy. But it's like, is that really healthy? Like
knowing that healthy doesn't necessarily have a look. Like being someone's skin could look healthy. Yes, you could be like, they look healthy by looking at their skin, I guess. Maybe. But that's not telling you. Well, yeah, skin can look healthy.
Yeah.
But and that also, doesn't mean you know what's going on in their body.
Genetics, some people have really great skin just from their
genes. That's what I'm saying. You can look at their skin and be like, you look so healthy. Okay, that's great. But you can't see what's going on inside. Yeah. So the idea of you look healthy is also another thing that's like.
Yeah, and you know, you deserve to not be afraid of food. Because I've definitely gone through this before where you meaning me, I get like afraid to eat certain things. Like, for a long time after I moved out for, you know, personal reasons or whatever, I was like, I'm not allowed to buy cheese. Now I have like 6 different kinds of cheese at all times. We're well stocked on the cheese because cheese is not a bad thing. Or like, I did exposure therapy for a second where I was like, I'm not allowed to buy soda. Oh, I can't have anything like that. So I had a nightly root beer for a while. Cute. I was like, I love my nightly root beer. You don't deserve to be afraid of food. You don't deserve to be so afraid all the time.
If you feel afraid of food, I really recommend reaching out to like an eating disorder specialist or just a dietitian.
What are some things that people are like, if I feel this is, I think you should tell them like, if you're experiencing maybe this or this or this, you should, I think there's things they don't realize because it's
normal. Yeah, well, so normalized. I think feeling afraid or out of control with food are both big warning signs. And out of control could mean you're restricting a lot or you're binging a lot. Yeah. A lot of times it's both for people.
A bunch of rules.
Having a lot of food rules. Like I actually noticed, I mean, I've been in recovery for almost 4 years now. I noticed just in the fall that I had a huge mental block around candy. And I felt like I'm out of control with candy. I can't buy candy. It's so bad for you.
So you got to do that candy exposure therapy.
Right. And I had to work through this with my dietitian. And I think this is one of those things where, like, if you're not working with someone who specifically knows how to, like, help you, it's to me, it's all about healing your relationship with food so you don't feel. And with all this stuff about the summer body, you're getting all these messages. It's really hard to like consciously go against that because you're getting so much of it inundated with all the time on social media. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think there's a couple people that I follow. One, her name, like, it's Ryan Nicole. I think she spells it like RYANN or whatever. She's like a binge eating specialist. Okay. She talks a lot about healing your relationship with food. I think she's also like a registered dietitian therapist. There's a bunch of people online and you can find those people. It's just not worth it if you feel a lot of fear or a lot of anxiety or out of control of food. Just like, that's a warning sign in and of itself.
Yeah. And I feel like actually a lot of people get this from people in real life of people like, sometimes a lot of parents can put a lot of pressure on you.
Oh, 100%. Way.
So what do you guys think would be a good thing to say to yourself or to your parent or someone in real life if they're saying a bunch of negative things to you?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that to wrap up this whole topic of like, okay, so we're coming into the summertime soon enough. We're coming to spring soon, but summer, and it's like, oh, people are going to see more of my body. And I think the thought goes like, okay, and now I'm going to be ashamed because of the judgments that I think everyone's going to have on my body. But if I have my body looking this way, then I won't have to be ashamed because then they won't be making those judgments. Mm-hmm. That can go for any aspect of your life, honestly. In every aspect of your life, people will have judgments about every single thing that you do. Mm-hmm. Someone can have a judgment. Anyone in the world, and with the internet, anyone in the world really can.
But literally.
I think that mindset, we've like accepted it when it comes to our bodies to be like, oh yeah, people will judge this, so I do have to, like, I'm not allowed to, I do have to change. I think we have to question, I think we have to go back. We have to go back, way back, because this is developed, like, in childhood, like, teenage years and all that.
Yeah.
I think we have to go back to there and start questioning all of it and be like, wait a minute, whoa. We have to ask, like, what am I believing about all this? And then we got to change it. Like, we can change it.
And also, too, if you really ask yourself, what are your goals this summer? What would make this summer really fun for you? You can do any of those things with your body looking exactly the way it does now. And I think one thing to keep in mind, I think one of the biggest things, at least for, like, I'm sure guys feel the same way, but it's like, I'll never find, like, someone to love me or, like, a partner if I don't change my body. You have to ask yourself the type of body that you think is, like, a perfect body and the superhuman amount of effort it takes to maintain that. What kind of person would be drawn to you if you did attain that body? Do you think that someone who is drawn to that type of body would be a healthy person? Someone that's that into looks and that into, like maybe you should just go for someone who's a little more, like, a nice, normal person who just lives their life. Like, and again, I don't think most people think that way, but, like, that's more of an extreme example.
But, yeah, also...
But, like, you can find love exactly as you are. Yes. You can have a fun summer. You can throw the... You know, throw the football on the beach.
Throw football at the beach.
Have a bonfire with your friends. Go on a road trip. Go play swimming. The guitar on the beach. You know, whatever. All those things you see in movies, you can do all those things and have an amazing time without changing a single thing about your appearance.
Yes.
And the more that you accept and love yourself the way that you are, the more you give other people the permission to do that. And nothing is more attractive than someone that, like, has peace with themselves.
Yeah.
It really also, is.
Also, you don't have to wear a bikini or a cheeky swimsuit. Oh. You can wear whatever you want on the beach, and you don't have to actually feel ashamed if you want to dress really modestly, too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to feel bad of, like, oh, I'm hiding my body. Like, maybe you just don't want to put it on display for the whole world. Yeah. And that's
You don't have to.
If the swimsuit you chose is making you feel, like, really self-conscious about your body, it's probably not you. It's probably the swimsuit.
Yeah.
Just find a different one that makes you feel, like, one that you can run around in and not feel like you're about to fall out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And if you think about it, like, some of the most, you know, societally beautiful, celebrated people, I'm not roasting anyone in particular, they have many failed relationships that we've all seen.
That's true.
So it's not going to get
so
you.
So it doesn't mean that if you look
instant success,
if you look perfect and everyone agrees that you are a beautiful, flawless model person,
that doesn't mean
that you're going to fall and have amazing relationships.
That's a great
And guess
point.
What? When was the last time you said, I really would want to be friends with that girl? She's so cool and has an amazing personality, but she's not perfect looking, so that's not good enough for me. It's like, no one thinks that. Friendship. Fun, romance. Yeah. You can have all those things exactly how you are.
True. So I would say this summer here, the challenge would be, can you challenge yourself this summer to get rid of this mindset? And every time a thought comes into your mind about it, be like, no, we're not doing that this summer. I am me. I love me. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to wear this outfit and I'm going to be confident and love myself this summer. If you do that, I'm curious what the summer would be like if every single thing that happened, like, oh, I'm scared to do this because of swimsuit. And you're like, no, I'm going to wear a swimsuit. I'm going to do this. And then you see, like, how you feel at the end of the day. And then do something else. And then see how you feel.
And if people are commenting on you to yourself, to your whatever on the internet, whatever, just say to yourself or to them in person, I'm not accepting commentary at this time.
Oh!
I'm just like, could you, like, if your parent or someone's getting on you, just be like, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you stopped commenting about my body.
If you're someone who goes out there and, like, puts yourself out there, like, just as a person, and you receive commentary, especially in person, I'm, like, in awe of you, because I feel like that is so, to be a person who puts himself out there, gets commentary, and then, like, if you respond back, I'm like, wow, you are really, like, that is really impressive. Like, and then you keep going and you keep putting yourself out there. That is so impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
And so confident. Yes. If you, like, keep putting yourself out there, even if you're not feeling confident, that is so cool. If you keep going and you just keep, like, I'm going to put the swimsuit back on. I'm going to do whatever it is, even though someone said something or I felt insecure. Like, let's go for it, ladies, this summer.
Yes.
Let's go for it. Let's put ourselves out there.
Yes. I'm literally going to start saying to myself, like, I'm scrolling, Like, I'm not accepting commentary at this time of other people so looking a certain way.
Let's cancel the summer body this summer.
We're not and accepting just, commentary, people.
Let's just put ourselves out there and be and choose to be confident, even if we don't feel confident. Yes. Let's just do it.
Choose to be confident. Choose to nourish ourselves. That's the word of the summer, guys.
Nourish.
Nourish.
And spoiler alert, no one loves you because of how you look. That's not why people love you.
No.
They love you That's because love. Of yeah. everlasting qualities that will always be there no matter what your body looks like.
Amen.
So true.
All right, let's go to our five perspectives. We also have Lisa's pod for this. I love that we've been getting hers every week. So.
I know. This is so fun.
Shout out to Ariel for acquiring that every week.
I love it.
AKA getting Lisa to send it to her. So Amen. The question this week is, what TV shows are you watching?
Yes.
In reality, Blue's Clues. No, I'm not even kidding.
Paw Patrol.
Blue's Clues, Hot Wheels, YouTube videos of The Lion King on repeat.
Oh, well. Do any of your kids like Bluey?
No.
Never watched it.
I tried. Everyone loves it and they hate it. Okay, I'll start because I don't watch any shows. So basically, I watch Love is Blind.
Same.
Amen.
And
that's it.
I have a couple shows I like, but I'm not watching literally anything right now.
Amen.
The end.
I'm only watching Love is Blind and The Bachelor.
Wait, what?
I don't have anything I'm like binging. Can
that's all you're
it?
Watching?
Oh, Max and I are kind of pseudo watching this, but we paused it for Love is Blind because it's way more juicy. This is more of a slow burn. It's called Alone, and they drop all these men in the middle of the Alaskan wilderness.
Wow.
And they have to survive with nothing but a bag of like 10 tools or something.
Oh, you should text like Lisa. Lisa that. Would love that.
It's very
Lisa
intense.
Loves Alaska wilderness. Is it real or fake?
It's real.
Oh.
Like, they, like they're like, oh my gosh, there's a bear outside my tent.
Lisa loves the good. Tundra. You should send her it.
I should, yeah. She and would they love do it in other places. They do it like Canada wilderness, like yes. most places. But
cool. Well, to quote that one TikTok sound of the girl from Somewhere Turned Pretty, oh my gosh, I love this question.
That sounded just like it.
Thank you. So here's what I'm watching. It's like that other TikTok I was like, perhaps not. This is all things. Okay. I'm watching Hawaii 5-0. Watching the FBI's, but not FBI International. FBI Most Wanted is scary, okay? So if you watch it, be careful. I watch SWAT. I watch Blue Blood sometimes. Oh, I love Fire Country. Fire Country is my top pick
I've
right
seen
now.
So many
Hawaii 5-0.
It looks really
Besides
good.
Besides Hawaii 5-0. Hawaii 5-0 and Fire Country are
See,
like
I
my
always
top.
Wonder if you and Nick would watch Fire Country because isn't it about
it's
firefighters?
NorCal. It's Maybe NorCal firefighters. Yeah, that's so cool. It's the dad from Twilight's in it.
I don't remember who that is.
You just like, I don't know, I just like it gives. Okay. I think you would really like it actually. So yeah, it's as you can see, I watch a lot of television. I don't have children. What else am I gonna do? You know? Oh, NCIS. Mm. Those are like
okay. Okay, let's hear Lisa's.
I am currently watching. I'm finishing up Love is Blind. I don't know when this airs, but, you know, we're waiting for the reunion right now. And that's Amen. Been absolutely consuming our lives.
Amen.
We also love Vanderpump Rules. And yes, I say we because Chad and I almost watch everything together. Although there is something that I don't watch with him, which is The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Ooh.
And The Real Housewives of Miami. And wow. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. But
we love Salt Lake
City's not on the air right now. But I'm also currently watching The Real Housewives of Potomac and Miami. Oh my gosh. I love those women with all my heart and soul.
Amen.
yeah. Oh, and then sometimes we throw in a little Next Level Chef. That's a great one. Highly recommend.
What is that?
Gordon Ramsay reality show. Really cool.
Woo, I love Gordon Ramsay.
What else do we watch? I'm thinking about all the different platforms in my brain. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, and we always have the Office super fan episodes on rotation.
Obviously.
Like, when you're watching something that... Oh, wait. Hold on. Sorry. We're really into the new Deal or No Deal Island show.
What?
It's so cool. It's like Deal or No Deal and Survivor mixed
yeah.
together. Yeah. We love TV in my household, if you can't tell.
Same.
But that's everything we're watching right now.
Wow.
Wow.
Reality and also, guys, queen. If you're watching these shows, like, you get one episode a week, okay? And then they go off the air for months and months.
I so wish true. Nick and I could watch a show together, but the last show we watched together is Outer Banks, and we still haven't finished the
oh my
season.
Gosh. When is Nick going to be having the time to watch a television
We're never
show?
Like, oh, now it's time to watch a show. We're like, okay, we have time. Let's clean. Yeah. Let's talk. Show is our last thing, so that never happens.
I love those nights,
I feel like
though.
You guys should look into... Fire Country.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
I love those nights when Max and I plan to watch a show and then we end up talking instead. I'm like, oh, we're really connected.
That's cute.
Good combo.
I don't
know, guys. Those are valuable.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all my shows.
Okay, let's go to Sister Spotlight. Sister Spotlight.
I know!
Where each week a different sister has the spotlight on her. We have Get Real Christina, Sappy Sassy, That's With Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Rants and Raves, and Lauren's Take. And this week the sister is... Ding! Kathy's... Wait, Sappy or Sassy?
Yeah.
Thoughts with Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Is that good?
Pregnant thoughts with Kat.
Bring us home, Kathy Lee.
No, I do feel like my pregnancy has really influenced my emotional state recently. Well, really the whole time, but...
How would it not?
Recently, I've just been like... But anyway, that's not what this one's about. So this is, I would say, sappy. It's not sassy. It's just more like deep, I guess. Okay, so my topic today is actually inspired by my Bible study last night. We had a really good discussion about hearing God's voice.
Ooh.
And I just was like, ooh, I kind of want to just repeat what I said at Bible study because I felt like it was just like a good moment. But I was thinking about how a lot of people say, like, I pray, but I don't know, like, how to hear God's voice. Like, I think a lot of people have this idea that, like, you say something to God. You're like, hey, God, I'm struggling with this problem.
Like, ring, ring.
What do I do? A lot of people, especially, it's like big life choices. Like, should I take this new job? Should I date or marry this person? Should I move? Like these big life things. And then, or even just small things too. And then you're like, I talk, but I don't know what God's saying. And it's like, and then you hear something, you're like, well, was that just my own voice? Was that just like, am I just in my head? Like, it's like it's hard to discern, like, is that the voice of God? And these are my sort of thoughts on that issue. So number one, I think, as annoying as it is, I think it's easiest to discern if that was God's voice in retrospect, and you start to recognize it more as you become more familiar. But the biggest way to discern if God was speaking to you is the fruit of what happened from that situation.
Oh.
So when like God is guiding and the Holy Spirit is like guiding a situation, there will be good fruit from the situation that comes from it. And sometimes you don't see that and you have to kind of just take a trust fall. And I think a lot of times, at least for me, I will go, my favorite place to pray is like adoration at church because it's so quiet and it's so peaceful. And I think a lot of times if you want to hear God's voice, you have to be in an environment of peace and quiet, which is really hard in our modern world to attain that. But I think it's really important because God's voice is best heard in silence and peace. But a lot of times the first time you ask, especially when it's like a big life decision, you're maybe not going to hear like a really clear answer. So sometimes you have to go back several times, even 10 times, 20 times over, whatever, and just keep showing up. You see that a lot in the Bible, people like asking God over and over and like kind of patiently waiting for like an answer. But yeah, don't be afraid to keep asking and God will reveal it to you. It might not be like this loud voice booming out of the clouds. I feel like most people never hear that. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you or that he's not listening. He does love you. He is listening. And a lot of times the answer will come in a very subtle, ordinary way, like something someone says to you or just something that happens, maybe an email or an opportunity you get or just like a something you hear on the radio or on a show. Like you'll hear something that will kind of make it click. And a lot of times that will be God speaking to you. I remember one specific example for me. I was having a lot of anxiety about my wedding.
Oh.
I think I was already engaged at that point, but I was like just questioning a lot.
She was trying to get married in 2020.
Yeah, right. And I was just feeling a lot of anxiety. I remember I would go to church and just sit and cry because I was really overwhelmed by the wedding. And I also was just questioning, like, this is such a big life decision. Like, am I like ready for this? I don't know. Like, I feel so much anxiety. But then I would go into the church and I would pray and I would feel a lot of peace about it. And one day I went into church and I sat down and I was really overwhelmed about the wedding. And in the adoration chapel, there was a single bouquet of flowers that was my exact wedding colors, purple, green, and white. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just took that as like a little sign from God. Like, I'm here with you. Everything's going to be okay. Like, trust in me. And I feel like the more I was open to God's voice, the easier it has been to hear it over the years. I just want to wrap it up with that. God is speaking to you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to reach you. It's just a matter of giving him a chance and making some space for like silence so that he can talk to you and realizing that you have to just be listening for it. You will hear an answer. You will know what to do. He will guide you. And the fruit of that will be good. And that's how you'll know that it was him. So That's my thoughts on God speaking to you.
Actually, really, thank you. Thank really you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. As I said at the beginning, if you want to get all the full episodes, you got to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Simrelly. If you want to support us, that is a great way to do it. And we appreciate it so, so much. Shout out to all the patrons. You guys are so amazing. Thank you for your support. We love you guys. There's another episode in the books. Let's all have a great, it's not even summer, but let's have a great.
Have a great summer.
Empowered, confident
Hugs.
Summer.
Yay, and nourished. Word of the summer, nourished.
Nourished girl summer. All right, amen. See ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Simrelly podcast. Follow Simrelly on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simrelly on Facebook and Instagram.